just want to alert the members that we have adjusted our program, the amendments on the program. We are proposing that the first item after the apologies at number three, we put the consideration and adoption of the committee program. If that can be acceptable to the members of the committee. I'm looking at, I'm getting an indication that it's acceptable. Honorable Ranto and Honorable Singh, I'm getting an indication that you are agreeing with me that item number three, item number four becomes item number three. And then on number four, and item number four, it's the it's a new topic altogether that says update report on inquiry by the chairperson of the inquiry. I hope Honorable Singh are noting that. Yeah, number four is, let me repeat, update report on inquiry by the chairperson of the inquiry. And then number five, you amend number five, is not closure yet. Number five becomes an assessment, discussion, and way forward on the inquiry, and then number six, closure, in that order. Can I have a mover on the, on this, because enough we've amended the, on this amended agenda. I can see an Honorable Ranto's hand. Are you moving the acceptance of the amended agenda?
Yes,
thank you, Honorable Singh.
I'm reluctant because we don't have a quorum. We're not going to take.
No, we're not taking decisions as yet. Amending the. In fact, we have agreed. Let me not call for the mover in a second. We've already agreed that on the amendment of the agenda. Let me just stop there. And then number six is closure. I take that all members now have copies of the program, proposed program, draft program, or draft program.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item number two, any apologies received from other members? I do understand that other members sit on other committees. There are about three members of this committee that sit, that I'm aware of, that sit in other committees as well.
Okay.
Yes, there are members that are sitting in other committees, but hey, what I just want to correct is that the other members might come in. They did not say to me they are not going to be here, because I've got one apology from Honorable Mazone that says he will be late. He will be here in 2 minutes' time. He will be late. For 2 minutes. She will be late for 2 minutes. Yeah. I'm not sure if Mr. Mushumi has any apologies from our members, because they never indicated that they're not coming.
No, only the one that were indicating that we received the message.
No banda.
No banda. Yes.
Yes,
thank you. Let me make a courtesy for you, Honorable Dlamini. I'm fine, then. I'm just doing a courtesy that you have arrived. Let me say a few minutes late. We've amended the agenda. Let me take you through that on item three. Item four becomes item three. Item four becomes item three. And then item four,
yes.
Item, yes, I'm correct. Item 3 becomes, item 4 becomes item 3. And then item 4 is going to be an update report on inquiry by the chairperson of the inquiry. And then following that, we are going to have an assessment, comma, discussion, and those way forward on inquiry. And then that will be followed by closure. I'm going to make another courtesy taking through because I did receive an apology that we are running late.
Thanks, Chair. We had something we couldn't avoid.
Okay, Honorable Mangoni and Honorable Mara. Quickly on the agenda, we made some adjustment on the agenda. We agreed on some adjustments. When you were walking in, I was speaking through Honorable Damien. On item number 3, item number 4 becomes item number 3. Item number 4 will be update report on inquiry by the chairperson of the inquiry.
Are you okay with my
recording? This is number 4. Okay? Number 5. Number 5 becomes assessment, comma, discussion, and way forward on the inquiry. And then number 5, the last one, becomes closure. Are you with me, member? Are you with me? I'm making a courtesy for you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Chair, I am with you, but I thought this was a closed meeting.
Well, come, that's why we're going to
the
report.
Yes, I did.
We'll come to that. Okay. Because we have to follow certain rules of the rules of to get to that. Thank you very much. Can I now go straight to item number 3, which is the consideration and adoption of the committee program. I hope all members have in front of them the program. I'm going to give members, although it was sent, there are some corrections that have been made after that, so I'll give members a few minutes to look at. It's a two-pager program.
Chairperson, thanks very much. Chair, I have had a look through the program and I agree with it. Chair, when we need time for our inquiry, I assume we'll slot time in accordingly, as and when.
Yes. What we are trying to do here, we are trying to cover the work that we are behind of.
Yeah.
And also be in line with other the work of other committees, which are APPs, because we've got timeline to do that. And then after that, there will be a budget.
Okay.
Yeah, but as we go on, we'll try and slot something. Of course, we'll have to make certain arrangements with the leadership, chair of chairs, and the other leadership of the committees. Thank you.
I will get an indication when all members are okay with the
program. Yes.
Move to adopt.
Propose to move. Another for Mazon.
Chair, move to adopt.
Thank you.
Second. I am.
Honorable Damini, second.
I second the adoption of the program. Portfolio Committee of Public Enterprise.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
We move to the next item.
I now call upon the chairperson of the inquiry, Honorable Ranto, to give us an update report.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson and the members of the Portfolio Committee, we if we remember well, we were supposed to meet 3 witnesses, either this week or next week or a week before this week. The witnesses then did not arrive as we have invited them. They did not come to the committee with certain reasons that they have stated, others sick, others out of the country, and others still need transcripts from the committee. The committee then took a decision that we sent summons to the witnesses because we have given them enough time to prepare for the committee. In fact, they were all so watching the program of the committee. They were aware that we want to see them. But they then took a decision of duck and diving and maybe buying time to get to the committee, knowing very well that they've heard that the committee wants to wrap up its work at the end of March. Therefore, they were targeting the date of the end of March, and they did not want to come before that date of the end of March. We therefore, the summons are out, but the summons can't be served because all of them do not, including those that are staying in South Africa, those that are South Africans, do not want to give us their residential address. If you remember, according to law, we can't give summons on email. We can't email the summons according to law, to South African law. We'll have to serve them to their residential address, give it to somebody in hand. So they don't give us they don't want to give us their residential addresses. The law, the advocate of the Guptas stated that clearly that they are not going to accept the summons because they were not given a directive by their clients to say they must accept the summons. Therefore, they're not going to allow the summons to come to their offices. They're not going to accept any summons from Parliament. Ms. Dudumieni said she is not going to give us her a residential address. She wants to come to the committee when she has recovered well to be able to come to see, to come and explain or to come and clear her name in the committee. Therefore, she is not coming. The lawyers for Duduzani Zuma are expecting a transcript from this committee. Then they will then take a decision after that if they would want to come to the committee, they would want their client to come to the committee or not. That's the situation that we are in now. Then we have other submissions that have come or other people that want to come to the committee. But because we have taken a decision to say we want to prepare a report that we want to present to Parliament before we rise in June, during June holidays, then we said we suggest that the summons might, the submission can come through affidavits so that we deal with them as they come with affidavits. So that's how we are going to deal with those other submissions that are coming. There are people who have indicated that they wish to submit to the committee. But also, I want to put it in this committee. A day before yesterday, what was the day? On Sunday afternoon at about, Sunday morning at about quarter to 12, I received a call from a certain person who spoke isiZulu, not Xhosa, not English, but isiZulu, who thinks that the committee is being biased, personally, as Uranto, biased to the information that we got. We did not speak to the people that have those green contracts with Eskom and those that have taken Eskom down. So he thinks that we must give those people a chance to come and present to the committee, which I said to him, we were dealing with information that is in front of us. But he made a very big accusation that says all this that we have in the committee has been orchestrated by Honorable the Minister of this portfolio committee, this minister that we have, who is PG or Pravin Gordhan. All the information has been orchestrated by Pravin Gordhan, which I think it has put, I don't want to lie to you, honorable members, it has put fear on me, because the way he presented himself to me, he did not want to give me a chance to speak. I then said to him, he must submit what he has, the information that he has, he must submit in the committee, either by email to the committee secretary or by email straight to me, so that I distribute the information to the members and we see how do we take. Then, if we then take a decision that we take submission through affidavits, his submission also will also come through an affidavit. Thank you very much, honorable members. That's where we stand now as the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable Rantu, the Chair of the Inquiry, I observe two things. There are other submissions already in the form of affidavits that have been forwarded to the office of the Chairperson of the Inquiry. And then the Chairperson of the Inquiry is suggesting that we, from now on, we accept the going forward that remaining witnesses submit their affidavit as well, so that we are able to meet the timeline that we have to deal with our preliminary report and be able to gather here as a committee and deal with those reports to the final report and be able to table reports to the House before the House arrives for recess in June. Can we discuss on those three? Thank you. I'm noting Honorable Mazoni, Honorable Swart, Honorable Jamin, did you have your hands up? Honorable Jamini, Honorable Sink. Thank you.
Chair, obviously a lot of research has been done, I'm sure, by all the political parties, and we will present that when it's in a closed session, because there is information that we have at hand that must be protected, and I'll deal with that later. Chair, certainly when it comes to how we're going to go forward with the summons, we'll discuss that in the closed section of the meeting, because there are ways and means that we can handle this, but it must be done in a closed session, and that's fine. Chair, I'd just like to know, you know, do we have a sick note yet from Ms. Mayeni? Because she's claiming the illness again, but still this committee hasn't got a sick note. And considering this is an open session now, and we've heard now that she won't come because she's sick, the public needs to know, did she hand in a sick note or not? Because I don't believe that there has been a sick note handed in. Chair, also in terms of just the general goings forward, I agree. If people want to make submissions now, I'm quite happy to take affidavits, because our questioning, in my opinion, has been halted to a certain degree. The only questions that I think need to be answered openly are from the people that we said initially, who is Dudu Mayeni, Duduzani Zuma, and of course the Guptas, who won't accept delivery of our summons, but that will be dealt with then. Chair, I'm deeply concerned that Honourable Ranto is once again the recipient of one of these strange phone calls. Clearly this phone call was done without them wanting to know who he was, with a no number. Chair, I have received over the course of the weekend, and I've kept them on my phone, telephone calls from no numbers at 3:10 a.m., 3:15 a.m. and 3:20 a.m. They're very precise at what time they phone. And I just don't take the calls, because I know what it's about. Chair, so there's definitely silly buggers being played here, without a doubt. And we must take serious note of this. It is not good for a chairperson to be getting a telephone call on a Sunday morning from a suspicious individual making such outlandish claims. And Chair, I'd ask you to you know, guide us in this. How are we going to make sure this kind of nonsense stops?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, firstly, we now know from the media that the Guptas are appearing in an Indian court, tax court, either yesterday or today. And I know we're going to discuss in a closed session, but it's very clear to me that a summons can be served by the sheriff on the residence, last known residence, which is Saxonwold. There, that should be no problem. As far as Ms. Dudiyane Mieni is concerned, the police can help us establish where she lives. That's very easy, and we can serve a summons. But time has now caught up with us. So I do appreciate our decision that we need to end off by the end of March, and people have played this delaying game, and I think that I agree with you that on the issue of affidavits, ma'am, Ms. Rantu, that we should allow affidavits, but there must be a cut-off point for that as well. We can't allow that indefinitely. We must say maybe 2 weeks and then no more after that, because otherwise we're going to be getting, when we're busy with the report, we'll still be getting affidavits. There must be a cut-off date for the affidavits. So, and I also want to just reject with contempt the allegations that this committee was in any way biased. We were guided by lawyers at the whole time, giving people opportunities to come and respond to any accusations against them. And I'm also deeply concerned about the call Ms. Ranta received. And again, this is another act. We've seen it continuously, these acts of intimidation against us as a committee. And it seems that this is the last gasp of some desperate people that want to detract us from our work. We have not been biased. We are resolute. We are determined, Ms. Rantu. We stand behind you. And any accusation against you or the Minister Pramit Gordhan must be rejected with contempt. And we will bring out a report in due course. But I just want to say that we fully support you, Ms. Rantu, in this regard. And again, we need to just up our levels of security should it be necessary. Ms. Mazzoni has also mentioned calls that she's receiving, and this is totally unacceptable, and it is, an attempt to intimidate us as a committee, which we need to stand resolutely and strong against. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, the issue of the call to the chairperson, you must not take them lightly. Because if she's going to receive calls from faithless people with those accusations, I think from you, chairperson, I'll put this to you that we've got what is supposed to be intelligence. Mm-hmm. But I think it's time we will take a decision, because the worst painful thing is to react. I mean, these calls, they come in, it's not the first time they call, yeah. People have called and accused of anything. But the worst, the painful thing that would have betrayed her is to react when something has happened. So let's not sit back, at least until this process we know that is complete, and then we'll hand it over, everything. And then we can determine that she is safe. We've seen people here in this country where they've been given VIP protection by police, and we don't know what do they do.
Yes.
What do they represent this country for? How do they help us? Now, here's a chairperson who's been dealing with this, leading this state capture inquiry, which already it has been proven. The Guptas have left the country. So this is no longer an issue of suspicions or anything. We can see. People, they can't just disappear, okay. Leave the country. Dudiyane doesn't want to come here. We've got all those issues. So it shows that the things that we're dealing with, factual, and they're going to get people into trouble. So they're not going to take it lying down. So we have to do something, chairperson. If you can speak to the Minister of Police, I know that they can do their own assessment, and then they decide that we need to put VIP protection. Currently, we've got 19,000 personnel protecting useless ministers and councillors and everyone.
Yeah.
Now, here's a chairperson, and the calls have been coming. So I would propose that chairperson maybe just have a discussion with the police ministry. I'm sure I know that they've done it, they do an assessment, they check if the security is so that we don't sit here and we just condemn and then we say we are against it strongly. Something needs to be done. It must be physical. It can't just be a talk show when a person receives calls on Sundays when she's sitting at home. The issue of affidavits. Let's receive the affidavits. One issue, they've got allegations against those evergreen contracts. Let the affidavits come so that we can be able to deal with them, so that everyone is given that opportunity. But I agree, it can be an endless, because unfortunately we need to submit this report back to the Assembly. Yes. In the issues of the, I think it was the last meeting, if I'm not mistaken, we requested the legal office of Parliament to guide us in terms of the issues of summons where people can't find them. I think we gave them that task, that they must come back to us and say, what are the steps that we can follow before we all come with our creative law arrangements and understanding. We said to them, they must, so that they can give us facts and say, this is how you can deal with the issue with someone who decides is not going to come to the committee, who's made calls, who's made letters, they just keep on and undermining us. I think maybe if they are here, they can be able to give us, because I think we gave them that task to go and check those things.
Thank you. That's order.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I think I just want to agree with my colleagues. We have a responsibility to protect each other.
Yes.
You know. And I don't think what is happening is surprising. From the time this committee started its inquiry, one would have expected these kinds of things to happen, given the amount of money that's involved in this kind of thing. And, you know, the kind of corruption that took place. But what Honorable Damin is referring to is called a threat analysis. Right? And I think the chairperson of the inquiry must go to the police, open a charge. That's how I've done a lot for many people before. You go there, you say, this is what's happened, and you can refer to the incidences that you've reported to this committee because they're on public record, and let the police do an urgent threat analysis. And if you need protection, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bodyguards, whatever it is, or... Then that must be the case, because we don't want to be doing a loliwa thing for our chairman.
Absolutely.
In 2 weeks' time, saying, oh, we should have, why did we fail? So I think she has to be assisted, and Parliament has to assist her in that regard. This matter has got to be referred to the Speaker and to the highest authorities in Parliament, because we're doing this on behalf of Parliament,
yes,
not on behalf of our personal selves here, or Minister Pravin Gordhan or anybody else.
Yes.
So I think... As soon as this meeting adjourns, I think, Chair, you have that responsibility to take it up with the high authorities so that she's protected. I mean, 2 weeks ago, there was a similar kind of grouping, and I'll say from the same side as the side that we are interrogating, that barged into a meeting in Durban where they were having a disciplinary inquiry with advocates and everybody else, and they got violent in there. We don't want that to happen to you, right? And I saw that. But secondly, sir, let me come to the issue of the summons and in particular Ms. Mieni and Dudizane Zuma. You know, we've got so many laws in this country. They say you can run, but you can't hide. Why are we finding it difficult as Parliament, the highest institution in this country, to be able to deliver summons or even stick them on the doors of these two people? Surely they have addresses where they go and vote. If you look at the voters' roll, you'll find the addresses. That's a registered address. And I think it's insolence, it's arrogance, it's contempt, and I can use more words that they are showing against this committee. And if we allow it, as this committee, we're going to be setting a very, very, very bad precedent for the institution of Parliament. Because tomorrow, you'll get Home Affairs or some other committee having an inquiry, and people just turn around and say, no, I'm sick. Sick, we can understand. But I don't stay here, I don't stay there, and whatever. So I think what matters is how seriously, what emphasis are we placing on making sure that these summons are delivered by hook or by crook. And I believe, and although I haven't been attending this meeting very often, I think we haven't done enough in that regard. And we must not just cave in meekly and say we cannot deliver summons to these two people who are South African citizens to appear. The Guptas, as Honorable Swart says, Saxon World is an official residence. You stick it on the door, as far as I'm concerned, layman, Mm-hmm. You stick it on the door, it's delivered. Mm-hmm. You know, you throw it in front of a person, it's delivered. As long as you can prove that there was some physical act of delivering to the person, even the person didn't take it in the hand, I think that should suffice. So I think we must not give in. And also on the time frame, one can understand that, you know, it's taken long and everybody is getting tired of this. But I don't think we should be held by time frames. You know, when Parliament is proroguing and this and that and that. We must do the job. The job needs to be done. Otherwise, all the hard work over the last 6 months or more will come to naught if maybe you don't get one or two people coming to give evidence here. The credibility of this process can be, you know, questioned if we don't interview the people that we want to. So I would think we really need to forget the time frame, you know, not forget it that we carry on for the next parliament, but forget it in a way that we get the job done properly. And then, well, I'm looking forward to hearing our evidence leader into the way forward on this. But really, Chair, we cannot be taken for granted like this, you know, as a committee of this parliament, by any South African citizen, be it the president, be it the pope, be it anybody else. They cannot treat us with the kind of contempt that they are treating us.
I think that the chairperson of the inquiry was taking note of that, and I can see your hand. Respond to some of the issues raised.
No, there's just a little thing that I forgot. I think I am taking the issue of security very lightly, or I undermine the issue of security myself. Because I remember there was a week before last, the BLF was here in the presence of Parliament.
Yes.
And I was threatened by one of the youngsters that had these BLF T-shirts. They were walking out of the presence of Parliament. I was coming in with my car. And they said, here is one of them. She is the one who's leading that committee. And I just ignored them. I got in. The police at the gate can witness and can give witness on that. I just ignored them and I got into the gate and I did not report it anywhere. But this one, with this call, I reported it with the police because there was a number. There was a number to this gentleman who called himself Shati, and I gave the security police all the information that I got from him. So I did take steps immediately after that call. Thank you, Chairperson. We will consider all the facts that the committee members have put here today, and we will see. We will discuss the legal routes that we are going to take from here, but I think that will also be discussed when the media is out of the room, when there is no media. Let me say that, when there is no media. Thank you very much, sir. But can I suggest, sir?
No, this later. Thank you very much, honourable members. I take the majority of the. I note all the contributions made by members. But the majority of the members, they've agreed that the affidavit can still be received, and there is a proposal of 2 weeks. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the. If we be in specific, can't we say from now on to the 10th of April? There was a proposal. Can I get an indication from members? If we say 10th of April? Yes.
What are you saying about 10th of April, sir?
From now to 10th of April, allowing the time for affidavit to come in.
Yes. It's sufficient.
There's a proposal that we allow them to come in as to the 13th of April. But the issue here, I don't think we want to advertise. My understanding with the committee, we are not advertising, we are not inviting new affidavits.
Yeah.
all that we are saying, the outstanding, and
yes.
those that we have received, and the outstanding people, if they don't come, they forward, we take those, but within that specified period, up to the 13th of April.
Yes. yes.
We are not inviting any new...
Support.
Yes. Thanks, and you...
The support.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And then, on the call that was received on Sunday, I received the same call, I think the same person, because he indicated to me that I had three missed calls from the same number that I didn't know. I responded to it because we are public representatives. It might be someone from the community or from the constituency. For me, I returned the call, and I couldn't get this person. I think I returned the call twice. I couldn't get. After having the guy realized that I have returned his call, he called again and apologized that he was at the church when I returned his call. But in between, he managed to get hold of Honorable Rancho. He says that when he requested the numbers, I didn't explain from who I was from Parliament or whatever, he was told that if she can't get hold of one person, she can speak to another. So she was given both numbers of Honorable Ranto and myself. And she says, I've already conveyed my message through Ranto. So it didn't go further. And then, and it ended there, the call. But I think it's the same person because he mentioned that. I just wanted to report that, to confirm that call. Yeah. But that the message I'm hearing for the first time now is being reported by Honorable Rancho.
And I think you've
dealt with that. Yeah, thank you very much. Just on the issue of the affidavits, I think after we get the affidavits, whether or not we call those people to give oral evidence will arise from those affidavits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we must close any process. And I think if the media are under the impression and they've advertised that this thing ends in 31st March, there's no end date here. As far as I'm concerned, there's no end date to this inquiry. All those who have been summoned, including the Guptas, if they are trying to hang the coat on the fact that by 31st of March we're going to close, then the message must go loud and clear that no, we still need them to come and give evidence before the committee, and Ms. Mierney. So I think the 31st March thing, Chair, I don't know, you need to pronounce on that. Thank you.
I think the meeting has taken a decision.
Yes.
I think let's say your strong view is noted, but I think the meeting has taken a decision,
yes.
and I think we should live with that decision. And there is a letter that I've received, honorable members, that I've received from the speaker in relation to the motion that was raised in the House on the 13th of March 2018 that related to the unfair and illegal dismissal of 12 employees at the Transnet Ngqura Container Terminal in Port Elizabeth. Already we sent that those letters to Transnet for Transnet to respond to us, but also indicated that it should also be copied to the new minister. The minister. So we are still awaiting for Transnet to respond to us, and then we take that matter for discussion when we receive those responses. And then I think that brings us to the end of this session. Honorable Rant, you wanted to say something?
No.
I was going to respond to Honorable Singh when he said that the test was there. Yeah. Okay. Earlier on, I had you, Honorable Rantu, as a chair of inquiry, that were indicating the request for an in committee session after this. Can you elaborate on that?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Before that,
I'm very sorry. No, I think I've covered it. I've covered it. Okay, you can come.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, I want to bring a proposal to the committee, because our program, our agenda for today, says that there is an assessment and discussion and way forward of the inquiry. I would suggest that the committee agrees that we do that without the media. And then we will make a statement out of that through the media or any other. They are welcome to ask any party to do that statement from us. They will get the statement. They will get the statement from any other party in after the discussion of the assessment so far. How did we go from the 23rd of May 2017 up to so far? And then how do we take the inquiry forward, or what are we going to do going forward? Thank you, sir.
I have a proposal on the table that item number 5 be held in committee type of a session.
Seconded.
Honorable Mazwani, please record.
Chairperson, I second that.
That has been agreed to. In that understanding, Can I give members just a 2 minutes break, break, and then when you come back, we resume the session on in committee session. And with that, thank you very much from our guests who are members of the media that have attended our meeting.
Thank you very much. Chair, can I suggest something that if there are any cameras here, they be switched off, be asked to switch off inside the room.
Thank you very much.
PMG, no guys.
2 minutes break, please.
Fine.
Are they in your phone?
Yes, they're in my phone. I'll ask.
Okay, fine. Thank you.